I'm Rob Skinner, and this is the Rob Skinner Podcast. If you want to make this life count, you'll need to live your life on purpose. That starts with setting goals and setting up daily systems to achieve your spiritual ambition. In this episode, I talk about how to do just that. All this and more on the Rob Skinner Podcast. Welcome back to the Rob Skinner Podcast. My goal is to inspire you to live a no-regrets life, make this life count, and multiply disciples, leaders, and churches. How to live your life on purpose. A 10X disciple is a disciple living with a purpose and goal in mind. Everything he or she does has Jesus' interest in mind. This type of person is extremely rare, as Paul states in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. Timothy was clearly a 10X disciple because he was looking out for the interests of Jesus. Unfortunately, it's rare to find a person who's living to advance Jesus' interest in this world. If you want to be a multiplier, there are a few steps to move in that direction. First, set goals. Second, write them down daily. And third, set up your day and week's activities and schedule to support those goals. Set goals for yourself. Jesus lived with an agenda guiding his life. Over and over, he repeated his goal for his life. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he says out loud, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." He explicitly describes the goal for his life. This enabled him to cut through all of the other competing demands on his time. When his disciples begged him to continue healing the sick in Mark chapter 1, verse 37, he said no without saying no, by stating his greater goal for his life. Jesus replied, "Let's go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." With only 3 years to accomplish his father's will for his life, Jesus had to have a clear goal guiding his life. But because he was clear and often restated his primary purpose, he was able to complete his primary mission and say with satisfaction, "It is finished," in John chapter 19, verse 30. Clarity about our goals in life is what enables us to enjoy the satisfaction of pleasing God and knowing when we've achieved what we are on this earth to accomplish. Take some time to write your goals down. I'd recommend having a one-year goal for each one of your primary areas of responsibility or interest. For example, have an evangelistic goal. Secondly, a spiritual growth goal. Where does that come from? Well, Mark chapter 6, verse 33, or Matthew chapter 6, 33 and 34, Jesus says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well." So I think it starts with Jesus' mission. We've got to think about, how can I advance the kingdom first? And I think that starts with an evangelistic goal. And secondly, a spiritual growth goal. What else? A financial goal. Fourth, a relationship or dating or marriage goal. If you're a parent, having a parenting goal or family goal, career goal, health and fitness goal, skill development goal, and fun and adventure goal. I think these are super important. I'm going to just break them down real quickly. Evangelistic goal, that's a simple one, like, hey, I want to be fruitful this year. Spiritual growth goal, I want to grow in this area of my life. I want to grow in my love, or I want to grow in my faith, or I want to grow in my purity. I want to grow in my speaking, whatever it might be. Third, financial goal. Hey, I want to get out of debt. I want to be in a better place financially. I want to earn this amount of money. Now, when we talk about money, it's like, oh, that's not really a spiritual goal. Listen, as a disciple, everything is spiritual. Think about the story of the 10 minas. He gave them money to multiply. They didn't go, hey, this isn't really spiritual. I'm not going to multiply it. It was literally cash that he gave them, 3 months' salary. So you better believe financial goals are important. Fourth, relationship, dating, marriage, and parenting goals. These are super important. If you're married, what's your goal for your marriage? You want to have a more loving and strong relationship. Maybe your goal is, hey, I'm going to have a date night once a week for the next year. Or I'm going to go out and have separate date times with my kids every week this year. Whatever it might be, having a goal to improve your relationships. Career goal. Hey, I want to be promoted. I want to develop in this area. I want to get a promotion. I want to do this. Health and fitness goal. Maybe you want to lose weight or gain weight. Put it right in there. Skill development goal. This is where Scott Adams talks about building your talent stack. I think it's really important. We should always be working on developing personal skills so that we can build a talent stack or have multiple talents that are really good. Doesn't mean you're going to be elite level in any one of them, but together they really make for a strong, strong character and a multiplying disciple. Then fun and adventure. I think everyone should have something that they look forward to doing and that they enjoy doing. For example, my fun and adventure goals, I want to learn 10 songs this year on my guitar, 10 of my favorite songs of all time. These aren't spiritual songs, but these are songs that I grew up with that I'd love to learn. And I'm learning. I've hired a guitar teacher and I'm just learning slowly how to play these songs. And I want to get better at my guitar playing. So that's just fun and adventure. Is it going to change the world? Definitely not. But it's fun for me and I like it. Write your goals down daily. Many people write goals down at some point, maybe the beginning of the year, then they forget them. A fruitful disciple of Jesus never loses track of where they're going. He refers constantly to his course in life. She's like an explorer discovering uncharted ground. She constantly refers back to her compass to make sure she stays on course. In the same way, if you want your life to count, write and rewrite your goals down every single day. If you need more help on writing goals, I'd recommend any book by Brian Tracy. At Maximum Achievement comes to mind. He's got a book called Goals. That's another good one. But there's really nothing magical about goal setting. Just keep doing it every single day. This world is filled with distractions. Jesus warns of this in Mark chapter 4, verse 19, when he said that the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Jesus tells us very clearly there that it's easy to get lost in the weeds. It's easy to get choked out in that about a quarter of the people, based on this illustration, start strong, but they never bear fruit. They never multiply. So if you don't keep your eye on your most precious goals, they will soon be lost beneath 1,000 competing weeds. Your job is to tend your precious purposes every single day like a gardener weeding around his plants. I'll often write my goals down daily and will then repeat them out loud while I pray. And I spend time imagining them coming true at the time I've set for them. And it's really encouraging. I just visualize it. And I think Jesus talks about this so much in his writing, in the Gospels, when he just says, hey, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it and it'll be yours. I mean, if there's not a command or a direction to just visualizing God answering our prayer, we should be spending time developing our faith and visualizing them coming true. Next, set up your day's schedule and activities to support your goals. Setting goals without a clear connection to your daily and weekly routine leads to frustration and lack of progress. The writer John Maxwell said this, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." When I first read that, I was just blown away. I was like, that is so, so true. Scott Adams echoes this same concept in his book, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. He argues for setting up systems every day that support your goals. In fact, he claims that goals without daily systems to achieve them are really for losers, meaning if you only have goals, you'll constantly feel like you're failing until you actually reach that goal. However, if you set up a daily routine that takes small steps toward your deepest wishes, then you're going to start feeling good about the direction you're going. For example, every morning I write in my journal things that I'm thankful for. Then I write down my goals for the year. Once I do that, I write down a few things I can do that day to take small steps toward those goals that I've set and put down on paper. For instance, if one of my goals is to save a soul this year, I'd list out the following activities for that day. Share my faith at least once today. Call and follow up with my friend who came to church. Invite a couple over for dinner this weekend. Pray for the people I'm reaching out to. Those are just some representative things that I would write down that I would connect my goals to my daily activity. The great thing about having a daily routine that supports your goals is that every time you take small steps toward your goals, whether on a daily or weekly basis, you get the sense that you are quote unquote winning. And winning feels good. I like how Earl Nightingale defines success. He said, "Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal or ideal." Anytime that you're working toward your goal, you are a success. And that's the power of setting up a daily and weekly routine that points you in the direction of your goals. Every day feels like you're succeeding. Take a look at your daily routine. If you desire to multiply disciples, and yet every night you're going home to spend 4 hours watching Squid Game, you have a disconnect between your goals and your daily routine. You're going to have to open up your schedule to make yourself available for Jesus' purpose for your life. A 10x disciple, a multiplying disciple, knows where he's going. He also has a daily plan to get there. Remember, to set goals, write and rewrite them daily, and finally, set up your day and week's activities and schedule to support those goals. Thanks for listening. Here's how you can help support the program. First, hit the subscribe button and let your friends know about it. Secondly, read and review one of my books, How to Plant and Grow a Church, or Courage, How to Make This Life Count. You can find them on my website, robskinner.com, or you can go directly to amazon.com to find those. Because my goal is to inspire you to make this life count, live a no-regrets life, and multiply disciples, leaders, and churches. Have a great day, and make this life count.